Hey, everybody, and Eastlake Church. We're calling these basement chats. This is the third episode. You can go to Eastlake Church, Utah. We have an app there that's free, and you can download that, get all the chats, or check it out on Facebook. We're trying to look at different topics that we're all going through, and today the topic is alcohol. And alcohol is one of those things that helps a lot with anxiety, and there's a lot to be anxious about right now. And it's a fast way of dealing with the feelings that I'm anxious. And one of the problems, of course, is that, you know, when you drink or you overdrink, it makes you feel like you don't care about something. But then once the alcohol passes through, whatever makes me feel anxious is still there. And the crazy thing about alcohol, and this is like when I used to really overdrink when I was younger, it wasn't like I made bad choices because I was stupid. I mean, you know, when I would overdrink or even get drunk, and if someone were to come and say to me, hey, you know, like spell it out, do you know what you're doing is going to have consequences? And like I would know, I could even say, yes, I understand the consequences. The problem was, is I didn't care. And that was the problem. And that's what alcohol does. When you overdrink, it, the anti-anxious component of it is it takes away I care. I don't care anymore. And let's face it, when you're anxious about a lot of stuff, and it feels almost good to say, hey, I don't care. And there's always, though, the consequences that come along with it. One person wrote down in the Bible and said, show me people who drink too much. So it's not saying it's not okay to drink. You know, it is okay to drink. But if you drink too much, they will have fancy drinks, and I'll show you people who are miserable and sorry for themselves, always causing trouble and always complaining. Their eyes are bloodshot, and they have bruises that it could have been avoided. The problem with the alcohol, what causes the bruises is, and this is probably the biggest thing, is that I have this immediate fix for my anxiousness, but I never get to what's causing me to be anxious. The alcohol doesn't fix anything. I never learn anything. It doesn't help get at what's really causing the anxiousness. We have a friend, and one day last week, at the end of a real draining day, at the end of a totally draining week, I had said that at the end of the day, I just want to go home and drink. And I totally got it. I mean, I was like, I understand. And you know, I want the feelings to go away. If I don't care, then it's just going to feel a lot better than overcaring and being so anxious. And what we talked about and we're trying to work through is that there is a better way to deal with anxiousness that gets at why I'm anxious. One person put it down in the Bible and it says it this way, turn all your anxiety over to God because he cares for you. So a better way than just pouring on the alcohol and then not caring anymore, and then once the alcohol is gone, everything stays the same, is to connect with God over the things that are making me anxious. And I got an idea for you how you can do that. You can just take a regular piece of paper and just write God's name at the top, and then just write down the top three things, you know, that you're anxious about. Just write down just three things, top three things, God, and then, you know, just say a prayer, spend some time with God. It doesn't have to be forever, and just say, God, you see this, don't you? You understand. I mean, I am worried and anxious about these three things. And then once you feel like you've made a connection and, you know, you understand that God sees this, he cares about these things because he cares about what I care about, just take it as, this is how you turn it over to him. Just turn the paper over. And at that point, move forward knowing that God's got your back and trust him. And that's the way you can turn it. And then maybe a couple days later, come back and look at it again and read through it. And maybe you want to change one and, you know, have the same talk with God. You understand, right? I'm anxious about these things, God. And pray with him. Let him be with you. And then at some point to turn it over to God, just turn the paper over. And I wrote on this paper the word trust on the backside. Okay, now I'm trusting you, God. I know you care about me and you've got my back. And I mean, alcohol, it's, you know, right now it's going to be a quick fix, but it's not going to be anything like a God fix. What I'm anxious about is real and it's something God cares about. And so when I connect with him, he can get at what's causing the anxiousness because he cares about me, cares about us. Okay, God bless.